And now, on Adobe Radio, it's the Brett Davern Show, featuring Katie LeClaire. Streaming live, weekday mornings, 9 Pacific, noon Eastern. On Adobe.com and the Adobe app for iOS.
Oh, yeah. The big, big show.
This meeting is being recorded.
That's right. And now it's time for the show. Now it's time.
And now
it's time for the show. Right now.
Let's do it.
To start doing the show right now. Meow. Right now.
Right now, meow.
It's time to start doing the show right meow. I was just thinking about that kind of like references and that kind of thing. And then also the way things get said in movies in that way. It's not just saying, right, meow. You can't let it stick out. You have to say it in a certain way. And then those things get in there. Kind of like songs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have a song stuck in my head most of the time, but then I also have like at least one line from a movie, but the inflection in which it's said in my brain at all times as well. Is this making sense? Do you do that also?
I need more.
Or is it just music?
Is that, yeah, like, give it everything you got. Is memorable because of the way it's said.
Right.
Is that what you are saying?
Just a bit outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I'm saying like, yes. So yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. But then I'm also saying that much like having a song running through my head, I will have like, just a bit outside. But it's not just when it comes up, not like if something happens where it's applicable.
I'm saying it's just in there. Like the GIF that's on rotation in your brain.
With a song. Usually
it's a song, but sometimes it'll be...
Oh no, I'm saying I got both all the time. I got one movie line and one song pretty much all the time.
Really?
Oh yeah, pretty much.
How many slots are there in your brain for activity?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Because it seems like you're using two slots for something that you could probably just use one slot for.
Whoa, man. Well, careful. All right. I'll put whatever I want in my own slots, okay?
Listen, it's your body. They're your slots. So
brain, head.
That's what I'm saying. It's mind. Your body.
Right.
They're your slots. So you can do whatever you want with them.
I feel an animation back there, like slot brain. I can see it. How many slots are in the brain? There's an animation in there somewhere. Or a picture, a drawing.
Are you okay?
She knows what I mean.
Are you okay?
Well, an animation would have to be moving, correct? Yeah, to make it an animation. Yes. Yeah. So I said animation, and I just realized as I said it, that's a whole thing. That's a lot of drawings. You gotta draw like 100 of them just to make them move.
Yeah, mm-mm. The computer will too do much it for work. You now.
Huh?
Huh?
The computer does it for you?
What?
No. No, Katie, no. Come on. Does it really?
I mean, yeah.
You can't just draw one and then tell the computer to make it move.
These days?
With AI.
You can?
Yeah.
To an extent, yeah. But like, people aren't going to like that.
Right.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Well, and only to a certain extent also. It's not going to be. Yeah, don't do that.
Brain slots.
Coming soon to theater near you.
It's the Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio, brought to you in partnership with Nice Guy Digital. How many brain slots do you have? And is it different day to day?
That was also the working title for Inside Out.
Brain slots?
Yeah, they didn't keep it though. Mm.
And then, like, there's one for TikTok references.
Yes. Brett doesn't have that one, though.
No.
He hasn't gotten the upgrade yet.
No. No, I haven't downloaded the upgrade.
Let's get to the guy whose brain is on overdrive most of the time.
Yeah, too many slots all firing at the same time.
Brett Davern.
Listen up, everybody. Hey, welcome to the show.
Let's get to the guy who just coughs directly into your earbuds.
Hey, man, you yawn or snort into the headphones.
Listen, mine are uncontrollable, all right?
Listen up, everybody. This is our show. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, thanks for being here, everybody.
Thanks
Welcome.
For being here, Brett.
Yeah,
thanks for
thank
being
you
here,
very
Lana.
Much. Let's text the let's not text the text line. Let's check the text line. Let's see. The 206. You're welcome, homie.
Perfect.
We don't know.
Everything we want.
All right. How about the 480? I don't care what anyone says, Carly is correct. Okay. We don't know what she was talking
Debatable.
About.
Debatable.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. I'd like to argue that one, but we need more context. How about the 423 that sent a winking dog gif?
Okay, I approve. That my brain slot likes that one.
Uh-huh. And the 704, we love you. Thank you so much.
How sweet.
Exclamation points. Three
Very
exclamation
nice.
Very
points. Very nice.
At the end of it. We love all the texters. Thanks you guys for texting in. Thanks you guys for texting in.
Yeah.
Thanks for texting in and sharing your thoughts. Whether you're listening on the podcast or you're listening live, hey, whatever. You know, my favorite ones, I always say, are the people who are listening on the podcast. Because you never know when or what they're listening to.
Yeah, right.
But they just fire off a text and...
Hey, I'm here.
It's fun. Yeah. You know, not to be everybody's English teacher out there, but if you provide a little context in your text, then we'll know what you're talking about.
Don't tell them what to do.
I'm just saying.
Don't give them homework.
No, because... Okay, because... See, now we get texts that say, I love when you read the text out of context. Oh, that's a funny segment title, by the way. Something there with out of context. Anyway.
Out of context.
Right, you're getting it.
Funny.
But also some people say, well, I never know what you're talking about.
Well, that's part of the problem. You know,
if you say, oh, Katie was right when she said the dinosaur blah, 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 then we'll know. But also, you don't have to. I kind of like the just off the top of your head text. It's nice.
Maybe mix it up. Maybe sometimes give us context, sometimes don't. Keep us on our toes, you know?
Maybe
keep
just
this
start going
fresh.
Even less context. Now just go even less context.
Like, yes, no. Twice on Sunday.
This is Games We Play. The song is called Girl Shaped Crater.
Girl Shaped Crater.
Turn it up. We'll be right back.
IW Radio. You can listen to The Brett Davern Show anytime. Just search for it on your favorite podcast app, but especially the Adobe app for iOS.
Crisp white uniforms against the green grass, and the away team will be wearing the grays. And
yeah.
It's opening day, everybody.
This wasn't going to be a news story, but I was just going to say this wasn't going to be a news story, but it's opening day in baseball.
It's opening day in baseball, of Major League Baseball, everybody.
Embracing
and
it.
Now the world of sports with producer Katie. Yeah. Opening day. You know, everybody says that that March 21st is the first day of spring, but no, Katie, nay.
Nay.
Nay, Luana.
It shall
nay.
Be the 28th henceforth.
It is whatever day opening day of Major League Baseball is.
I agree with this.
Whatever day that is the first day of spring, or should be, at least. In these United States.
That's
in
right.
These United States that I want to live in, Katie.
Wow. Okay. Well, we have now taken another turn.
Anyway. Yeah. What a, it's just, you know, the green grass, the smell of the dirt, the stale or fresh peanuts, I guess. It's the first day, so they're not stale yet.
Not yet.
No. The beer is still crisp, you know? Oh, yeah. Everything's a little brighter and more colorful.
Well, that's spring as well, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's also like people are sneezing a lot more because of seasonal allergies.
True. Yeah. Anyway, I was telling Luana during the break, though, that she's got to go to a Dodger game while you're in town. Historic team, right?
What, second oldest stadium?
Second oldest stadium in the league. Yeah. Yeah. And the Dodgers have great uniforms too.
Classic.
Just classic. All white, royal blue.
I would say the Dodgers and the Yankees are, Red Sox, I guess. But no, Red Sox are just red and white. Or white.
Like white. I would say the Dodgers, though, the L.A. Dodgers. It's like SoCal. They got palm trees down there. Yeah. Let's go check it out.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's good times. Take you an hour and a half to get in the parking lot and out of it.
But. Oh, there's a... I just actually heard about a... Nobody cares, but I just heard about a shuttle that Dodger Stadium is offering every 15 minutes from Union Station. So if you live in L.A., you can take a train to Union Station.
There you go.
It's a free shuttle to the stadium.
Nice.
Because parking there is a nightmare.
It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, so actually this is pretty decent. Even if you do drive, just drive to a train station, put your car there, take a train to Union Station, shuttle in.
Okay.
Have a couple of brewskis.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, go Dodgers. All right, cool.
Okay.
Sweet.
Noland Arborough.
Oh, third base?
Noland Arborough is the first person who got the Neuralink implant.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Fake news, but yeah, okay, fine.
This is Neuralink being the company that Elon Musk runs that puts a computer chip in your brain if you're paralyzed and allows you to control a mouse or electronic device using just your brain waves.
Which is cool, I mean, because of the application so far. However, they're coming for all of us, so watch out.
Yeah.
I know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. The story of how he got entered into the, you know, like, the application is pretty funny. Do you want to hear it?
To try to get the Neuralink?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
He was drunk dialed by a friend to encourage him to check it out. And then the friend completed the mission by misspelling his name on the online application.
Okay.
But Noland Arborough was selected and he received the implant. And I guess, you know, also this only happened 6 months ago. His friend 6 months ago was like, hey, buddy, you should do this. You know, how's it going? I think so far so good.
All right.
Is what I'm to be led to and understand.
Cool.
He didn't die.
Cool.
So,
hey, look, this is great for like you said, like paralyzed or people with motor skills, whatever, trying to help the brain activity, whatever. I'm down for anything like that. But when can you imagine the congressional hearings when they start just, and when people just want Google behind their eyes all the time or whatever? Like imagine.
Well, that's not exactly how it works.
Talk about
but
TikTok?
I do understand what you're saying.
No, but I'm saying, you know where he wants to go with this.
We got brain slots. There's only so many of them. This Neuralink chip.
Dude, you think they're freaking out about TikTok now though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay.
No, I feel you.
All right. Good for now, though.
Just keep our one raised eyebrow in that general direction.
I already got my Neuralink.
Did you?
Yeah, I got it in the parking lot at Pierce College.
Oh, yeah.
And then I actually had two boosters since then.
Booster links.
I got plenty of microchips in there, man. I got the first one, and then I got the two boosters. I think first time around, Johnson & Johnson, maybe? Was that what I did? I don't even remember at this point.
Yes, you did Johnson & Johnson, like a crazy person.
I went to Johnson & Johnson Neuralink and then, or whatever it is. Yeah. I'm all vaxxed up.
Good job, Brett. researchers have created the world's fastest camera to help scientists study micro events that happen too quickly for current cameras to capture.
Totally.
They're calling it the SCARF, SCARF, the SCARF camera. Why is it called that?
I don't know. Acronym for something.
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
I want it to tell me what that's.
Cool, man.
How many frames per second?
10,000.
No, way off. Incredibly way off.
A million.
More. By a lot.
No.
That's crazy.
Frames per second?
Yeah.
2 million, 3 million, 50 million. I don't know.
156.3 trillion.
No way.
What? With a T,
no
ladies
way.
And gentlemen.
They said it couldn't be done.
What are they trying to take a picture of the flash or something? Like, what?
Jeez. Can you imagine, like, the guy in the old-timey movies cranking that fast? Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Trillion.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're going to catch some. They'll finally see Superman and the Flash.
I mean, honestly, like maybe, yeah.
Cool.
And then it takes the data of this, you know, moment, this like tiny moment, and then uses AI to calibrate like what the crap just happened, basically. Oh,
so AI is just going to make up what it thinks we saw?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Oh. Well, then that's just fake.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because you can go in and see the individual pixel, so no, you're wrong. You're wrong, Brent.
You know, if you slow the footage down of the ship hitting the... Why didn't they shoot that with that camera?
Brent.
I'll tell you why they didn't, Katie. Because there's something they don't want you to know.
Stop it.
This is Knox. Turn it up. We'll be right back.
It's the Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio.
It is time for the game. You announced that we were playing the game, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have to play the game, but... And as always,
guess who's higher?
The conversation
the
during
IMDb
the break
star meet again.
Was spilling into the show. So yeah, we were talking about like if you could, you know, like hypothetically, like if you could wave a magic wand or something, and you just go back to like landline telephones for what'd I say, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be like just a nice breath of, oh, I kind of think it'd be like you'd still be able to communicate. It's not like you couldn't just call people or whatever, you know, but like, you remember, do you remember, Katie, can you even kind of remember? Oh, I'm freaking out, man.
Whoa,
can you even remember, Katie? Do you remember like that feeling of, well, we're just like in the car now. So I guess we'll get there when we get there, or
for sure.
Like we, now I'm untethered.
Yeah.
It's we're getting further and further
granted,
away,
right? But you didn't have the thought of like, now I'm untethered, because you didn't know that you would always be tethered.
Yeah, no, the thought back then was like, man, I wish I had a way that I could communicate while I'm out here, you know, like in emergencies and stuff. And it always starts like that. It's like, yeah, that'd be great too. If you have a flat tire, yes, of course, that would be, we need that. But now it's like, Now it's
your boss.
Not,
and
yeah.
It's 9:30 at night and you're like, why are you texting me?
Yeah. Or you're just like in the car from point A to point B. It's only going to be 12 minutes, but you've got to send 7 emails at every stoplight. You know, like we can't just chill.
Yeah.
There's no breathe time. Though. There's no buffer time. There's no chill time, dude. Got to build it in for ourselves. We must escape these things. Why are we talking about this? Because Luana played a super scary AI thing on her phone during the break. Oh, man.
It actually goes nicely with our theme today for Guess Who's Higher, Brett.
Okay, well, that's good.
The theme today is space movies.
Okay. I'm in.
It's kind of always my favorite theme.
Let's go,
honest.
Man. Who's higher then? Luana, so Luana is playing me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, I don't think I know how this game goes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I made the game, so.
Are you sure? There's no cheating going on here, right? I don't want to play with a rigged deck here.
No.
All right. So the game is Katie reads you two things and you just guess which one's higher on the IMDb star meter.
It's basically a game of who is more famous right now.
Yeah. That's all. Mm. Pick who you think is more famous.
Yeah.
Or right? What movie's more popular or whatever. It's a popularity contest on Guess Who's Higher. The IMDb star meter game. All right, what do you got?
First up, Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
From the film Interstellar.
Man, she is hot, too.
Like, sexy.
Anne Hathaway is sexy.
Like, sexy.
She is super hot.
You can be hot, but not sexy.
When I think of sex appeal, I think
that's what it is.
Anne Hathaway.
Yep, there it is.
That's what I think.
Her publicist is doing a great job.
Yeah, that's what I think. First name in sex is Anne.
Or Kristen Wiig. From The Martian.
Oh, I love the movie so much. But I think between those two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anne Hathaway.
We were just reading a news article about Anne Hathaway, weren't we? Yeah, I'm gonna go with Anne Hathaway also.
Higher on the IMDb star meter is Anne Hathaway. Hmm. Pretty close, though. They're only off by 12 points from each other.
Oh. Well, what number are they?
Anne Hathaway is 66. Kristen Wiig is 74.
Wow.
Pretty high.
Wow.
She is real high.
Within the top 100. Whoa.
How about two fellas who know each other quite well?
Okay.
We'll do George Clooney from Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Or Brad Pitt from Ad Astra. Brett, you go first.
Well, supposedly Brad Pitt is always hot. At least that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like everybody was supposedly like you know what's crazy is when you hear the same urban legend, like you hear it from different people at different times.
Yep.
And the story I always used to hear when I first got to LA, and I've heard different it's just so funny. And they tell it the same way. And you're like, I'm not sure if that's a real story then. But the story always went that I have a friend. Oh, I had a buddy who was an assistant at an agency, and he had to deliver a script to Brad Pitt's house. And when Brad Pitt answered the door, he invited him in. It was like, hey, you want to smoke a little weed? And then he like got high with Brad Pitt. I've heard that story like 12 times from at least 8 different people. Huh. You could do the math on that. That means I've heard it. Anyway, never mind. Go ahead, Katie.
What is the math on that? What's the number?
It means one of them has told it 4 times.
What? Brad Pitt or George Clooney, Brett?
Well, after stalling, I think I'll take... Give me Pitt.
As higher on the star meter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to go with George Clooney.
Oh.
Any reason in particular?
I don't know.
Just because? I like it.
It's cool. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Actually, higher on the IMDb star meter... It's Brad Pitt because he's always, always baked.
Yes.
Yeah.
What number?
89.
Ooh.
Clooney's 201.
Whoa, the Cloon man.
Yeah. It makes you be like higher in the storm.
Wow. Mode.
I know, right?
He's slipping.
Slipping.
Okay.
Now, here are two gentlemen who made quite the show a couple weeks ago at the Oscars.
Oh. Will Smith and... Chris Rock?
That was last year, Brett.
Oh, really?
Maybe it was 2 years ago?
It's forever ago.
It feels like a long time ago.
Ryan Gosling starred in the movie Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, yeah. Ken.
Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cillian Murphy from the film...
Oh, Killian. It's just Killian. Public service announcement. Guys, it's just Killian. It's Killian. Don't make it any harder than it should be. It's just Killian. Killian Murphy.
Sorry, but...
It's Cillian Murphy.
It should be Sill.
It's just Cillian.
No, but if you look at it on a paper, it's...
Yeah, I know, but it's just... go watch the Oscars. They're like, Cillian Murphy. Cillian Murphy. And the actor is Cillian Murphy.
Well, I'm just saying it's C-I-L.
I know it is, but it's Cillian Murphy.
Okay. Sometimes people have random letters in their name that you're not supposed to say them.
Cillian.
I get it.
It's Cillian.
Sometimes people have dumbly spelled names. I'm talking about myself in this moment. Who's more famous? Cillian Murphy or Ryan Gosling? Cillian Murphy, oh, I was going to say, from the movie Sunshine. Do you remember that movie?
No.
Great film.
I don't know that movie. It's got to be... What?
You don't? Really?
No, I don't know
Danny movie. Boyle movie?
No, I don't know.
You don't
know
remember this movie?
Nope.
You're missing out, Brett.
All right, I'll check it out. I don't know it. I'm going to take him because he won the Oscar.
I'm going to go with Ryan Gosling. I just feel like more people know him. And
okay.
It is Cillian.
Oh.
But they're off
Oh, no. Wrong button.
Oh, God.
Yep. Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. We're going back in time a little bit here for both of these. One more than the other. Ben Affleck from the film Armageddon.
No, it's pronounced Cillian.
I thought you were going to say Affleck. Pronounced A-flick.
No.
Or Charlize Theron.
Ooh. Statuesque.
From the movie Prometheus.
Love that movie. Freaky movie. You seen that one?
remember. Maybe.
Hmm. It's like a Sunshine's Alien prequel. Oh,
public service, if you haven't seen the movie Sunshine, you have homework. Watch it. It's really good.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I quit this whole job.
You went back to it? You love that movie. That movie better be good.
Watch it.
Sometimes I have to say, sometimes when people recommend a movie a little too hard, then I don't want to watch it.
Right.
Anymore.
Your whole life is when someone does anything too hard, you rebel against
it. If you would have just said, Katie, you would have been okay, I'm fine to watch that movie. Hey, have you seen Sunshine? And I would have, no. And then you went, oh, Cillian Murphy. Oh, he's in. Oh, it's a Cillian Murphy movie. It's fantastic. You should check it out. I would have gone, oh, all right, I'll check it out. But the way that you like, what? No. Yeah.
Okay, but
what?
Again, if I'm armchair psychiatrist, this is your problem with everything, everywhere, all at once. Not the movie, your life.
All right, well, let's talk about what's coming this way.
So, Charlize Theron or Ben Affleck? Luana, you go first.
Cillian Murphy.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm going to go with Ben Affleck.
Have you seen the movie Bounce?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you have it? Oh my God. You have to check it out. You have to watch it right now.
I'm Brett right now. No, I won't because you told me to.
You know what? You should watch it right now.
No, I won't because I like to rebel against people who are passionate.
Don't worry. I'll text you on a group chain a trailer of it in the middle of the night. We'll see if you watch it.
You should be so lucky. Who are you picking? Charlize Theron or Ben Affleck? God. Why are you my older brother all the time?
I'll take. What did Luana take? Luana, who'd you take?
Oh, I think I already said it. Yeah. Ben Affleck.
Okay.
He just wasn't paying attention.
Then I'll go Theron now.
You're wrong, Brett.
No, yeah, come finally. On. Darn it.
All right. Luana, you could tie it up here with this answer.
Oh.
Okay.
Who is more famous? Who's higher on the IMDb star meter? Bruce Willis from The Fifth Element or Sam Rockwell from Moon?
Don't answer that. Bruce Willis or Sam Rockwell? You guys can send in your answers during the break. I need your help. It's a hotly contested game today. I think I'm only up by one. Mm-hmm. She came back on me by one on the last round, so... Point totals double after the break. Turn it up, dude. And we'll see you in a minute. It's the Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio.
The Brett Davern Show with Katie LeClaire.
Yep.
And now...
It's time to continue playing the game Guess Who's Higher, the IMDb Star Meter game on the Brett Davern Show live on Adobe Radio with the help of the lovely texters who have told me that during the break, it is so clear that the
Sunshine
answer
is a great movie.
To your question.
Yeah, I agree, texters. Mm.
Well, you should talk to somebody in the 918 who said, overrated. No, I'm just kidding. Clearly, the answer is that
Cillian
one
Murphy.
Guy. That one. What were the choices again?
It's a good show, Brett. You should listen sometime. The choices were Bruce Willis, Fifth Element, Sam Rockwell, Moon.
I think it's going to be Sam Rockwell.
I'm going to say Bruce Willis.
Uh-oh.
And only because that's the only movie we've seen between them.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's a tie game.
What?
It's Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is higher on the IMDb star meter than Sam Rockwell. We start. We end where we started.
Brand new game.
We started with Interstellar and The Martian. We're back to Interstellar and The Martian. Matthew McConaughey from Interstellar or Matt Damon from The Martian.
Wait a second. Isn't Matt Damon also in Interstellar?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Isn't he?
Pretty sure no. I'll look it up, but also pretty sure no.
Wait, doesn't he... Spoiler alert, but doesn't he... Isn't he the guy who...
In Interstellar?
Yeah, isn't he the one who's on the planet? I'm pretty sure. Isn't he the one who...
Pretty sure.
...tries to... Or is that another space movie?
Pretty sure that's...
He's not in it?
Not correct.
Matt Damon's not in it.
Casey Affleck is.
Casey Affleck.
In Interstellar.
He is. But Matt Damon's not.
Topher Grace is in it. Matt Damon is in it.
Oh, spoiler alert then. Shh, careful. If you haven't seen it, then forget that we said that.
Wow, he's really low. They tried to bury it.
No, I know. Because that's probably the ending of the movie. No, it's not the... Well, it's not. There is a moment in the... He's the guy who... You guys should see it. It's kind of overrated.
Been a long time since I've seen it.
Like, people who are 6 to 7 years younger than me or more love Interstellar.
Younger
and
than
I'm
you?
A bit lukewarm on it. Yeah, sorry, younger. And I'm a bit lukewarm on it.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it's the cheese ball ending. Mm. I kind of go, eh. It's a really great setup the whole time. And then I feel like it's just kind of...
He's like in a library with books.
He's like caught in some sort of...
And he like pushes a book or
something.
Well,
now we're really spoiling it, but... Yeah, he's like caught in some sort of metaphysical astral planes that Christopher Nolan's explaining that doesn't make any sense.
But he's in the same place, just in a different timeline, but it's like the same location.
Love can reach across all dimensions, Katie.
Yeah,
don't you know that?
Question, when is it across and when is it across?
It's never across. That's not a word.
Because people say it all the time.
I know, but that's not a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Nolan, he loves time.
He likes to mess with time.
Everything's time. He loves the concept of time.
Who doesn't?
And love.
Who doesn't? Every good story is about love.
Aww. And gross. Timothée Chalamet in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He was?
Young Timothée Chalamet in Interstellar, yeah.
Just for bonus points, anybody want to guess Timothée Chalamet's number?
17.
Luana?
I'm going to say 20. No. Yeah, whatever. 21.
Timothée Chalamet's IMDb number right now is 13.
Ooh.
Huh.
Just side quest. All right, back to the original point, ladies and germs.
Yeah.
Who's more famous? Matthew McConaughey, my phone auto-corrected to Matthew Michigan. Matthew Michigan from Interstellar or Matt Damon from The Martian?
Matthew or Matthew? Okay, well, I'm going to go with Damon for all the marbles.
Luana?
Final answer.
I'm going to go with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. Go Texas.
Yes.
The person with the lower number, higher number, the person who's higher, their number is 52.
Mm-hmm. What's the other number?
The other number is 177.
Oh. Aye, aye, aye.
Does that change your bets at all? Because you're locked in already.
No, I'm still sticking with Damon.
52, 177.
I'm riding them.
Actually, higher on the IMDb star meter is.
Come on now.
All right. You know he's higher.
No.
You know he's higher.
Why?
McConaughey.
No.
Is higher.
He shouldn't
be. On the IMDb star meter.
No, Damon's in Oppenheimer. What's McConaughey in right now that people are looking up?
He's looking at a bunch of rom-coms.
What? Yeah, of course he's in a bunch of rom-coms from like way back in the day. But Damon's working right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, that is sort of the way that you cheat at this game, right?
I thought it's whoever's popping up and stuff and everything. What?
What's he got?
Ridiculous.
Oh.
Yeah, can I say something too? I finally watched, since we're out of time, and I don't, like, this is a good time to bring this up, actually. I finally watched Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Oh.
Breaking news on the show, everybody.
Just about a year too late.
Every conversation, every time it starts up, I'm able to say, I haven't seen either one of them. And now I've watched both of them.
Okay.
Breaking news here on the show. I finally watched both of them.
How'd it go for you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what all the fuss was about. They both suck. I don't really. Both those movies are not very good.
So I don't know what the big hubbubaloo was all about. What's going on? Who cares? They're both pretty mediocre, to be honest with you. They're not great. Interstellar is basically just exposition. The entire Oppenheimer is basically just exposition the entire time, and like explaining like not enough of what I actually wanted to know about, and then like too much of stuff that I just didn't really even know what was going on. And then Robert Downey Jr. at the end was like, "I've been a bad guy the whole time." And like it was like a bit like just silly, and like I don't know, just the incessant noise that he put in the background of just something like there was like a ticking thing,
like a droning,
like a drone on mute, like sound thing. I couldn't even hear the dialogue over the top. And then it was all like the whole movie was like, "You're a communist. I'm not a communist. You're a communist. I'm not a communist. Ah, I've been evil the whole time." Like just like, what is this thing? Great performances. Right. Downey Jr. I mean,
artistic art house movie.
That's the one he gets the Oscar for, and everyone's freaking out about it. Like, okay, I guess I've seen him in plenty of other stuff that he was way more dynamic in my opinion. But whatever, he pretty much did the same thing the whole time, and again was just like, "It was me." My one buddy described it as a Scooby-Doo ending. Like, "Yeah, you kids."
That's funny. That's funny.
All right. So there's that. And then Barbie just, oh my goodness, people. Like I couldn't care. I kept pausing it. I kept getting distracted. I just couldn't get involved in it. And then the whole thing was so predictable. Like it just so predictable. And then I mean, not just the story, but like everything it was trying to do. I was just like, yeah, I get it. Like, but now tell me an interesting story.
You mean like movie making?
Tell me an interesting story first and then tell me all the stuff I'm supposed to learn. Don't just sit me down and then throw a bunch of stuff I'm supposed to learn at me.
No.
It's not.
I don't know. Understand, Brett.
Well, it's not for me.
You
Katie.
Can't understand.
Exactly. How could I understand? Well, you could help me understand with the interest in intriguing story that keeps me interested.
No, Brett.
Mm-hmm. I like the opening number, though, with Lizzo.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, and the dance sequences are fun to look at. But I really did sit there after both of them just thinking, this was what everybody was all upset about?
After a thorough investigation, while I was half paying attention to you, there's no reason that Matthew McConaughey has higher credits right now.
Exactly. So I win the game.
He's in pitch two.
That's right. I win. What?
No,
I get it.
No, but yep. Luana wins the game.
No, I think I win.
Really, McConaughey wins at the end of the day.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Good night, Barbenheimer. Was that what it was?
Mm-hmm. Not the first one.
Oppen Barbie.
Oppen Arby.
See you tomorrow.
That's it for the Brett Davern Show for today. But don't worry, they'll be back tomorrow, live, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on Adobe Radio.